abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of our series, Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to a saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the first Khalifa of Islam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated that reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam erases sins so quickly that not even water can extinguish fire as swiftly, and sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is superior to freeing slaves. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many blessings of reciting salat and salam and reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After hearing this blessing, we should make the intention that we will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance, and also make it a habit of your children to do the same. Now, before starting our episode, firstly, it's important for us to make good intentions. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this episode, make as many good intentions as possible. Because the more good intentions you make, the more sawab you will attain. And if you don't make any good intentions, there will be no sawab. So you can make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to memorize it, act upon it, and even share it with your family and friends for the sake of sawab. And whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, or you hear the noble Prophet's name, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You can also make notes if possible, and you can also make the intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is habits of children. And in this topic, we'll also be covering the effects of parental conduct on children, be it good or bad. Children are a reflection of their parents, as the character and conduct of parents has a direct impact on them. If parents have inappropriate conduct and a negative manner of raising children, then it is the parents who need to be educated first. It is essential for parents to refine their conduct prior to educating their children. In our society, we find that parents differ in their nature. Now, let's listen to a few effects that children take of the parental conduct. Some parents desire for their children to excel in everything. Such parents do not accept anything that falls below their expected standards. Children from such families rarely tend to fulfill their parents' hopes and wishes. There are parents who exceedingly pamper their children, and such parents rarely discipline their children irrespective of what their child does. As a result, such children are perceived in the community as out of control. Moreover, these children rarely tend to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong, and at times even their parents suffer at the hands of the child's spoiled conduct. Now, there are a few parents that lack discipline. Parents belonging to this category usually carry out their works in disorderly manner. Organization is absent from their lives. This results in their children being stressed and spending their lives without any central focus. Such children do not get the opportunity to learn from their mistakes. Another category of parents is those parents who are ill-mannered. Some parents appear angry most of the time, resulting in their children longing to receive love. Parents of such nature use anger and violence to get a point across. Consequently, their children may become argumentative and end up become detached from their parents. There are a few parents who boast of their favors. Such parents constantly remind their children of the favors they have conferred upon them. If their child makes a mistake, they read out a list of all the good they have done for the child, causing the child to feel like a criminal. Dear viewers on the channel, there is also a category of parents that compare their children to other children. Those falling under this group often compare their children to others. Whilst referring to the accomplishment of other children, these parents express disappointment in their own child's lack of success. The outcome of this is that their own child lacks confidence and suffers from an inferiority complex. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are parents who impose their will on children. Such parents want their children to do what their parents like. They want their child to pursue a career based on their parents' wishes and to navigate their child according to their own desires. Children from such families have their dreams shattered. Moreover, the ability to progress is hindered. These children are often seen complaining about the approach of their parents. There are also parents who do not encourage their children. Those associated with this category tend to disallow their child to try something new. Parents of such nature persistently rebuke their children and do not praise them on their achievements. As a result, their children do not fulfill their potential and are seen to be dependent upon others throughout all stages of life. There are parents who are exemplary in their approach. These parents offer their child encouragement. Furthermore, they allow their child to act independently. Instead of becoming angry and scolding their child for making a mistake, they help their child and understand their mistake in a loving manner and adopt this way of bringing them up. This results in such children becoming successful individuals of the society who excel in their respective fields. Dear parents, you should contemplate on which category you belong to. If you belong to any of the above categories that are associated with negativity, then try and change your approach immediately so that your child does not experience its negative consequences. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving towards our main topic, that is the habits of children, let's hear furthermore. Amongst the different stages of life, childhood is the most important stage, which lays the foundation of the subsequent stages of life. Managing this stage successfully brings a peaceful and fruitful life ahead. If parents do not give due importance of this stage of life of your children and do not train them with the correct knowledge, the same child will not remember you in the future with good words. Take notice of the importance of this stage and care about providing proper training to your children. Dear viewers, inshallah, in this episode we'll try to cover three basic habits of children. Firstly is fun and play. Owing to this habit, children do not sit in one place. Sometimes they tease someone, while other times they break something. All the time, they keep doing some kind of activity and thus keep moving things here and there. Do not get upset due to this habit, as it is a sign of intelligence. It is stated in the hadith, having fun and play in childhood is a sign of being wise in adulthood. Respected parents, get the advantage of this habit to your children and keep them busy with the age-appropriate tasks. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will make your child to learn a lot of things easily while maintaining his health too. For example, a mother may ask her child to give her a hand with the home chores, such as laying the meal mat, removing it, picking clothes, and putting the empty glass back to its place. Similarly, take your children to some open space and allow them to stroll around, be it once a week. The second habit we will cover over here is to copy. A child is, after all, unable to distinguish between the good and the bad. That's why he tries his best to copy the adults. Therefore, good and virtuous deeds should be performed before them. For example, reciting the Holy Quran, going to the masjid, attending milad, giving charity to the needy, reading books so that your child starts doing these tasks while copying you and begins to regard them as good works mentally. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do not watch or listen to those people on mobile or TV in front of the children, following whom is inappropriate for us morally as per Sharia. In short, for the better future of the child, the elders of the family will have to give up anything, whether verbal or by action, that could breed negative thoughts in the mind of the child. Another habit we would like to cover in this episode is to ask questions. This personality trait of a child gets him to ask different questions in different styles at different times. For example, he would sometimes ask you innocently, "Dear Father, where is he whom we worship?" Sometimes because of fear, he would ask, "Would both of you abandon this world, leaving me alone?" Respected parents, he keeps asking you so many similar questions. If you do not give him any answer and rather keep putting him off, saying, "You are a kid, so don't talk about this," he will get more curious to find the answer. He will begin to ask others the same question. If someone mistakenly gives him the wrong answer, it will be deeply ingrained in his mind forever. Therefore, it is better for yourself to get the correct information right now and to teach it to your kids so that you should not remain remorseful later. Try to respond to all queries posed by children beautifully. Insha'Allah Azzawajal, this will improve the quality of your life and will also be a source of peace in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode we covered the different effects of parental conduct that are there on the child. And we also covered three habits of children, that is to ask questions, to have fun and play around, and the third one being to copy. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding this episode, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to provide the best Islamic upbringing to our children and to give them the best habits that are a blessing for them in this world as well as in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah.